All right. Good evening, peoples.
Good evening.
How we doing?
Yeah, we're doing okay. Doing okay. Went to my in-laws for the weekend.
Yeah.
Got back kind of early today. I've been going through some old game magazines looking for material for both of our episodes.
Yeah,
that we're working on currently.
I was doing that this morning, but I don't have nearly what you have. So it didn't take me long to find the extent of what I was able to glean for my next episode. Do we want to talk about what episodes we're working on? I think there's some pretty fun stuff.
Sure, we could do that. I see Ace's in the chat. I was just talking to Ace earlier today.
Yeah.
Help me identify the... So I have three Genesis Model 1s. And I guess it's kind of ties into the episode that I'm working on. I'm working on the best way to play the original Phantasy Star series.
Sort of a similar vein to the Castlevania Rondo and Symphony episode that we did. That's like kind of a loose template for like what we want to do with game focused episodes going forward.
Right. Exactly. So, I opened up my childhood Genesis and discovered that it's a VA2 system, which it's
considered good, but like certain.
It's like a little bit louder so that there is some distortion on certain things, and particularly in Phantasy Star 3. There is a lot of distortion.
Like it seems like Phantasy Star 3 is maybe like one of the best games for testing audio issues, because it sounds that pre-title story scene has like something really weird about the music that seems to not work that well on a lot of.
But even the town theme, you'll get a lot of distortion on it.
Okay.
Since I had that open, I had two other systems. I had one that I had just like bought for really, really cheap to kind of use as like a B-roll, just like a B-roll console. And I opened that one up and it turned out to be a VA7, which is the worst of all the model ones, like far and away the worst. And then I had another one that I bought kind of in a bundle with a Sega CD Model 2. I wanted to get a Sega CD Model 2 because I knew that I would eventually need it for whenever we do like a Mega SG episode. And I planned on having, we got a $2.99 donation from James Style. Thank you. Because you guys are a couple of cool dudes.
Well, that's high praise from someone with the last name of Style.
Seriously. I had this third system, and I opened it up, and it turns out, with the help of Ace, I figured out, he told me that it is a VA 6.5, which is considered, it is not a high definition graphics system, but it is like about as good as like any of the model ones are.
So I had always heard that high definition graphics was if you weren't opening the system, a decent indicator of good audio quality Genesis, but it sounds like a non high definition graphics can also be very good.
Yes. So from what I understand, you know, I think that the Genesis one, like the only one you really got to look out for is the VA7, which is just really, really bad sounding. And then it's like everything, like the Model 2s are not great. So I took that and I'm going to make that my main system for the time being.
I should check out what mine is sometime. I mean, I think mine sounds very good, but it's also like my main point of reference for what Genesis should sound like. So I actually don't know what I have.
Yeah, you should open it up. It's pretty easy to see. I mean, you just got to open up and you got to take off like the heat shield.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's cool. I mean, I'm sad not to be using my childhood system, but it's not, you know, I'll find another use for it.
Oh yeah,
I guess.
For sure.
And what I did was, I've kind of gotten into doing this every once in a while when I have things taken apart, and I did it with a whole bunch of controllers, like a couple of months ago, where I had them all taken apart, and you know, I'm kind of cleaning them up and cleaning out the insides and stuff. I've been taking just the plastic parts and like running it under warm water and taking a toothbrush and like to really clean it and like in all the crevices and all that stuff. And so I did that with the Genesis, with my childhood Genesis and this new one that I'm going to be using.
Nice.
Yeah, and it looks a lot better, a lot cleaner, you know.
I think, I mean, you've been dealing with a lot of Sega stuff lately, and I think for some reason that's what, while I was looking at games to play, my unfinished Master System games kind of jumped out at me tonight, so I'm like, oh, yeah, I'd like to play some. But I've been working, I'm not as far into my episode as you are. Yours is going to be the next episode to release.
Yes. I mean, I have a ton of material already captured for it.
And the script is very far along.
Yes, I'm gonna kind of do something different in terms of the script. I'm gonna try to do a section at a time where I have everything that's like original hardware, and I have like everything written up through basically like the Dreamcast release of 2. And I'm gonna just try to write those and record it and edit that segment and do each segment at a time. In a perfect world, I would finish it and it'll be out next Sunday. But I'm not going to get crazy. But we're going to that's going to be that's my main goal.
Well, my episode is we're kind of doing similar things, but I feel like we both kind of deserve it right now. Just things that we really want to do. And this is maybe a little too basic and a little too obvious. I mean, it's certainly not going to be a basic episode, but the theme might just be like such a too obvious thing. But I am. Working on doing the equivalent thing, the best way to play for the 2D Mario games, like the Super Mario games specifically. So I've been going through and capturing and getting ideas, and your scripts have been giving me ideas, and I'm really feeling it.
I mean, this is pretty ambitious.
The more I've been playing, like I'm feeling like it's not that crazy. Other than the various versions,
you can play through it and get footage a lot easier than I can, I guess.
Right. I mean, they're, you know, right now I've been gathering footage from the new games right now, which I mean, those are definitely probably the most time consuming and the ones that I need the most like mental refresher on. So I know what to write about them. So I'm kind of getting what I consider the hard stuff out of the way, or at least the more time consuming. And I'm kind of, the more I've been playing, the more I'm kind of feeling it and kind of appreciating what the new games do and don't bring to the table. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, they're obviously kind of overdone at this point, but, and kind of, you know, a sterile sort of presentation, but I am all the same having fun playing through those, and you know, and then I'm just going to work through the other versions. So yeah, I mean, since yours episode is coming out first, you know, that gives me good time, but, it's going to take some time, but I'm feeling positive, and I think it's just going to be a fun thing to do. I mean, for crying out loud, like my job right now is to play through as many Mario games as possible. Like how can I complain?
Right. Well, I mean, ideally you will, you'll finish this and you know, we can be right on the dot, like every 2 weeks going forward. That's my dream.
That's the dream.
And it's significant episodes every 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if we have chances to do, I mean, I would love to get to a point where we're doing, you know, like we can do like some small episodes to kind of get ahead here and there. Oh, we got a $5 Canadian donation from the importer. It says, "What's up, guys? Has anyone had any issues with some cores on the Mr. FPGA not being compatible with some HDTVs and 4K TV?" I have not updated mine in a while. I've been doing some other stuff, so I haven't. And from what I understand, there's a new Smoke Monster pack coming out very soon. He said a version 4.0.
I'm going ahead and getting started here. Oh, I need
your Master System looking pretty. It's looking pretty dark.
What? You think it looks dark? No, I don't.
Yeah, no, I think that's looking dark.
You think?
I mean that's looking like my childhood unit. Honestly, is there any games built in when you turn it on without a game in it?
I'm not sure. I feel like I've tested it. I feel like I tested the levels before, and I thought I remember them being fine.
I mean, it probably looks fine on your monitor, but that's looking like my original unit there.
Interesting. Well, I'll have to do a comparison. So, do I want to go through the warp zones? That's something I've not really understood. Like, what does that? I know that the main goal is to defeat the big things where the enemies come out of. Right.
Yes. Well, in here you have to you go through all them.
Okay. Well, I guess I've killed all the things. I know that like the 3DS version is
it's different.
It's got a map on the bottom screen, I think, right?
Well, it does, and also leads you can the enemies appear on each in the light world and the dark world.
Mhm.
I think in some of the levels in this, there's like actually three levels or three warps you got to go through.
And then you go to the dark world or something?
No, you know, there's no like dark world or light world in this.
Oh, so is that only in the arcade version or the sort of arcade version?
Yeah. The new arcade version.
The made up arcade version?
Yeah. Really quick, Ace was saying that early Master System revisions with the V7040 video encoders have undervolted RGB output and would result in a dim picture like this. So that would make sense. I mean, that's what my childhood, and that has no games built in except for Snail Maze, which is, you know, in all systems. But yeah, I mean, this looks dark.
I mean, maybe that's why I was saying my 20L5 seemed dark. I mean, it's it is darker than my other one, but you know, I might have just been focusing on what the Master System looked like.
Oh, we got a $2 New Zealand donation from Retro Revolution saying this game is a classic.
What do you recommend buying at the shop?
I never buy the weapons, like the main guns, until you're almost ready to fight the boss.
Because
they're not ammo based, they're time based.
Oh.
You only have them for a certain amount of time.
So is that that there was a red warp that I couldn't go through in the previous area. Is that where I fight the boss?
It shouldn't be. Like the blue warps go to like the next area and the red warps go to the previous.
Oh, okay. Well, I couldn't go through it. I wonder if it's because I defeat all the enemies there.
That could be possible.
So
I would get the big wings.
What do those do?
They just make you fly a little bit faster.
Oh, okay.
You'll need those, especially you'll need faster movement for bosses and stuff.
Okay.
The thing with this game is that rapid fire like really changes the game and makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, I was thinking earlier how much I would like rapid fire.
Yes.
But do you think it makes it too easy?
I don't think it makes it too easy, but it makes it a lot easier, for sure.
How many levels are there overall? Like, I mean, I get there's like several sections to this level, I suppose, but.
I see, but hang on. Frank Stresser, I see that you're saying it's a bypass and a new caps, new voltage regular, and a pause mod. So is that a pause mod that makes it so that you can, if you're using a Genesis controller, it puts pause on start?
I am using a Genesis controller, by the way.
But if there's a mod that does that, I'm pretty sure there is. I wonder. I was just talking to Mobius Strip Tech about if it's possible to put a triple bypass in a master system. That's the DB Electronics triple bypass mod. It's like usually for Genesis, it's like the Mega Amp and a video mod in one. But I'd like to just get rid of the jail bars on my master system. And but if there's like a mod that puts pause on start, would be incredible.
I must be missing something. I don't think there's any more of those base things or whatever you call them. Like, okay, now I can go through the red one. I should have bought a weapon.
Yeah, the good thing about those is that you can hold on the button with those, especially like the lasers. I think the lasers and the wide beam.
Well, you can hold on to the button for this too, but it's just slower.
Right.
Nothing like enemies that explode into money, you know?
Nothing like it.
Especially I mean, fun. If the weapons make the bases die faster, I could see that being worth it, because they do take a lot of hits. Whoa. They do. Oh, no.
I don't know what the continued situation is like in this.
I mean, I was experimenting with stuff, and I died earlier. It took me to the title screen, but I didn't test to see any further.
Let me see what because a lot of Master System games had this annoying thing where, hang on, where you there are continues, but you got to hold down a button combination to activate it.
And it's like not really meant to be a secret or a code. It's just
right. Usually it's in the manual.
Oh, okay. Well, I do have the manual for this. It's pretty neat, like how much variety there is to the backgrounds, really, you know?
Yeah, it's a pretty neat looking game. I mean, I feel like there's definitely some drugs involved in the making of this game.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, given Japan, probably not.
True. There is a comment on the Space Harrier video I did like several years ago. I mean, or just recently, but I did the video several years ago. Because the beginning of Space Harrier says, "Welcome to the Fantasy Zone, get ready." And it is supposed to be the same like general Fantasy Zone as this.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other material just like talk about it taking place in a place called Dragonland, so maybe it's Dragonland in Fantasy Zone. I guess. I don't know. I don't really know how it all connects.
I'm really confused about how you get around. Oh.
Well, oh, I try buying something. I mean, you
how did I always buy? I took a hit. I thought I always died in one hit.
I think you can get health. I don't know how.
Oh.
Because I was looking at the some of these codes and stuff. It's like, go to the shop in level 2 and move to the bottom of the screen. Rapidly fire and walk towards the right side of the screen. Keep firing as the game starts to beep until a red potion appears. Use it to increase your character's health by 200%. Huh.
So I can get an extra ship. That probably sounds valuable. Three-way shot. So all the weapons are any... Some of them must be like the sub-weapon. Sandy, don't be tearing that reindeer's antler off.
I don't think that Alex Kidd's world is part of the Fantasy Zone. Does it say that anywhere in the game? Because I thought that the Alex Kidd's was called like Red Axion or something like that. Oh, we got a $10 donation from Exile. It says, love your content. My Life in Gaming has been one of my favorite retro channels for a while now. I have a question about your stream. I just realized
the music wasn't going through.
How do you
both... Not that this is good music right on this screen.
this shot music's greatness. How do you host both streams and how do you watch the game? So we're just on Discord. I'm sending him my camera and he's using a screen capture and he just like superimposes it. The monitor, the layout, the monitors are transparencies. They have transparency over the screen so he can resize the stuff underneath it. And since, you know, we're both on there, I'm just watching the stream on the page with everybody else.
But YouTube lag has gone way down recently.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty close to like, you know, when it happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Last I was watching, it was like only like... Maybe like a 5-second delay. Oh, man, that three-way shot did not last long at all.
Right.
Like, very short.
Now, CRC420 says that we have the best stream setup for gaming and guests, especially for retro games. Thank you. A lot of people, you know, have complained before. I mean, it's like, oh, it's too small. But I think it looks awesome. And you on streaming on the backloggery, like, people on the backloggery did not like a layout at all.
No, they didn't.
So you...
I made a bigger frame for those streams. Do I have to make all these like the same? No, okay, they just eventually go away.
Yeah.
The three-way shot helped a lot for that.
I'm pretty sure that there is no continues in this game.
No code?
No, not that I'm finding.
So how many rounds are there? Oh no, I got game over. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, there is no...
Yeah, I'm back at the start. I mean, I remember seeing you get to the end of this game on an airplane once.
Yes, but that's...
That was the 3DS version.
Right, and that version has continues, and there's also, like, save states. There's 8 levels.
So it's pretty significant.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that once you kind of get a feel for it, I wish that there was some way you could use like a rapid fire, because really it right. makes it so much easier. I mean, just more like, because your hand starts to hurt after a while in this game.
Oh,
especially.
I'm sure. Can you like look up like where all the health upgrades are?
Yeah. Well, actually, there's that one for 200% if you on the second level.
Second level, like, not meaning like the whole second area after the first boss.
Right.
Okay.
Go to the shop in level 2 and move to the bottom of the screen. Rapidly fire and walk towards the right side of the screen. Keep firing as the game starts to beep and a red potion appears.
Weird. Well, just how many of those are there?
Like it might be the only one. I don't know. Now let's look at the tips and tricks. Make sure I'm not missing anything here.
Have you ever beaten the Master System version of this?
No, I don't even own the Master System version.
Oh, really?
To be completely honest, I really didn't. I've only come to appreciate Fantasy Zone in the last several years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to spring break to my grandma's house every year and in Florida, and I would always buy a game when I'm there. And I'd buy it, but I wouldn't have a system with me, so I'd buy it, and I'd have to wait 2 weeks to play it.
Mm.
And this was one of the ones that I got when I was there 1 year, and I was very disappointed when I played it. But it's, you know, it's really like Defender. You know,
I like it.
All right, never stop shooting. It's like the tips and tricks. The recommended weapons. Big shot and auto beam. Rapid fire, destruction, and permanent 2. So is there an auto beam? Find out if there's a secret shop.
Oh.
So there is an auto beam. There's a rapid fire you can buy.
That sounds pretty nice.
In round 3, it looks like.
How much does it cost?
I don't know.
Well, when I get to round 3, we'll look into that. Is it permanent?
Yeah, that's what it says.
That sounds like a big deal.
It says big shot plus auto beam, rapid fire destruction, and permanent 2. So maybe if you get the big shot
and 2?
The auto beam. That's what they say. It's in parentheses. So they're saying like it's permanent. So I guess if you get the big shot and the auto beam, like it's permanent, even if you die. Or maybe until you die. But it says money isn't everything. In later rounds, money becomes less and less important. Pick it up if you can, but don't risk taking damage for it. Extra ships versus red bottles. Extra ships are a good thing, but you have to remember you only need them if you die, and dying is bad. You lose all your power-ups, so an extra ship isn't very useful if you're stuck in round 7 and can't get to a shop before you get killed again. So if you have to choose between an extra ship and a red bottle, go to the get the red bottle.
What's a red bottle? Is that extra?
It's your health.
Oh, it's recovery.
Yes. Okay, so when you get to the area with the shop, you know, you gotta go to the bottom of the screen and go right. And keep on shooting and a red bottle will
appear. I mean, the screen loops, so I assume I can keep trying.
Right. In the chat, somebody named a friend says, one of the best and cutest shooters of all time. The music is fantastic too. This game has aged perfectly like expensive fine wine that costs hundreds of dollars.
Well, I did not spend hundreds of dollars on this. I forget what I paid. I mean, it wasn't...
I think it's like $20.
Yeah, it wasn't that much. I got it at Retro World.
Yeah. Okay, so the secret shop is on level 3. So let's see. The secret shop. Screen background, dark blue ocean with icebergs. The shop is located at the bottom of the screen. See the suspicious empty space where it's blue with no iceberg? Bomb the heck out of it and reveal the shop. This is the only place to get a continue. Oh, so you can buy a continue as well.
Oh. So I'm on the shop with the screen with the shop. So I go to the bottom and go right and just keep shooting. Is it right?
That's what it says. Just keep on walking right and shoot. Okay. So it's difficult, but there are ways to
make it a lot easier. It sounds like.
Yeah. You'll hear a noise. I'm guessing, I don't know.
Oh, I found it. It's a strange noise. I think you have to shoot the spot several times.
We got a 5CHF from David Arn. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. Says, love your channel, keep it up.
Thank you.
Ah. You die.
Well, it didn't recover my health.
I did
keep the potion.
That's cool though. So I wonder if you can get. Oh, and you can buy more red bottles. So I bet you can make it your health as long as that space. As long as the word power. I bet you can.
Do you think that bottle respawned? Probably not. I'm gonna look though. Man, those snakes are tough. Although now that I see it, if you're on the bottom, it probably doesn't. I think they start going straight once the line hits the bottom, maybe.
But yeah, my original Master System looks like this, but I have one that has Hang On built into it, and it's much brighter.
Well, at the end of the stream, try to remind me to check what I've got for a built-in game.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I've ever checked, but if I have, for some reason I feel like it might be Flicky, but I don't know.
Oh, I don't think Flicky came out for this.
Oh, really? I thought that was... For some reason, I thought...
We got Smoke Monster in the chat who says, man, hello from a remote Brazilian island, watching in glorious 144p. But you are in Brazil, which is... It's appropriate that you're watching a Master System game.
Man, I feel like I'm doing so much worse than I was on the first round. Now that I'm like looking for these things to try and make it easier, but I wish the power-ups didn't last such a short time. I think someone was just complaining the other week, why is Tri never stream Sega games? Well, there you go.
Oh, we got Sega Ages in the chat, and the A is our little triangles.
Did it take ages to make that
to make that good of a name? let's see. I mean, so it looks like there is hidden shops on every level. Is there on every level? Let's see.
Really?
There's not one on one. Okay, so secret shop on three, five, six.
And how do you open them?
So three, five, and six, there's secret shops. They're just like hidden, and you just shoot them and they will appear. Shoot the bomb the area, or shoot the area, and they will appear. So the auto beam is the one that you want, though.
Yeah. I mean, once I have that, I don't really need anything else in terms of weapons.
You need the health, and then you need the... But a lot of those secret shops will also have red bottles. What does the blue bottle do? A blue bottle refills your health meter. Okay, so blue bottle will just, like, refill your health.
Was red bottle extends it. Is that right?
I'm just confirming it.
I definitely don't know my way around the levels. There we go.
So, make it to level 3, and then you can find that secret shop.
Whew, that was close. I thought I was hitting a log at the time that the boss died, and it made a weird sound, and I just ran into something as soon as I started the next level.
I had no idea that there was ways to extend your life in this. I guess if it turns out you can't beat this version, you can always just play the 3DS version.
Yeah. Because I think the Master System and and fake arcade versions are both on that, on the collection.
Yep. You couldn't buy the Master System version that's in that collection by itself.
Oh, you
can't?
The
physical copies of those have a lot of games that are not available anywhere else.
Oh, you can't download, buy it digitally, you mean?
Right.
Interesting.
Oh, you can have the remake, but you can't have, like, the Master System version.
That's what I meant. Interesting.
Yeah. There is a lot of exclusive games in the physical copies of the Sega 3D. Classic.
I had not realized that. That's actually kind of crazy.
I think the Power Drift actually might be a exclusive, at least in the U.S.
Could you buy the collection digitally, though?
No. I don't know.
Because that would be kind of crazy that there would be content that would be completely locked to a physical copy. I mean, that would be very unusual.
David Arnie? Is it Arnie? I'm sorry. It says, I'll throw in 5 more if you manage to pronounce my name.
Aaron?
Arnie. Aaron? That's what I said the first time. But I don't know. I'm doing a bad job at it.
Man, I am so bad at this now that, like, I have these goals that I'm going for. And now, like, can't play it at all.
There's an exclusive Japanese eShop version of Power Drift 2 with a buttload of extra Sega characters. Oh, really? So that's not on the collection. I'm pretty sure that the version of Thunder Force 3 is in that collection. Is only in physical. I don't know if you can buy that. You definitely can't buy that standalone in the U.S. Ah, it's distinct from the one in the physical collection. That's pretty cool.
Whoa.
Throw another 5 anyway. Swiss names for the win. Well, thank you. We tried.
Right now, I'm thinking save my money on the first round, although...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't think I get that much money from this level anyway. There's, like, no sound or anything that indicates, or anything visual as far as I can tell, that indicates that all of the bases are destroyed.
Yeah, hopefully the rapid fire is something that you keep. I mean, especially if you keep your health extensions and
yeah. But it worried me that he was talking about if you die, you lose something. Not health extensions, it seems, but.
you lose your power-ups. Like, it's probably like speed and bombs.
Okay, I think this is the... Falling apart. We need to go find that shop and get that extra life. Definitely want to move faster. I'll do a three-way shot for now.
I better equip that normal engine. You know, but one of the things I really like about this period of Sega stuff is how characters will appear in other games. Like Opa-Opa appears in Zillion, and I mean Opa-Opa, like, he appeared in a bunch of stuff. I think that he appeared to some extent in Alex Kidd, definitely in Alex Kidd in High Tech World, I think.
So the normal engine has lasted a lot longer than the shot upgrade, but I think it's...
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I think it's still timed, but I've still got it.
So some people are talking about some game called Harmful Park. I'm not familiar with it. The name sounds familiar. I've never seen it though before. So is it said that it's inspired by this a lot?
I've heard the name. I feel like I heard it come up recently, but I don't remember what the context was or what it's about.
Right, the engines aren't timed. It's just the weapons.
Oh, for some reason,
the guns, not the bomb.
Oh, okay. Oh, so bombs are infinite.
Yes.
Maybe I should. I mean, I don't even use them. Like, I don't.
It's the thing. It's at least with at the versions, you can kind of tie it to the both of the same attack, so that you're dropping bombs every time you shoot.
Mm-hmm. I should have got the, I should have got the triple shot again before coming in here.
Okay, so when you get to this third area...
I'm looking for a glacier area or something?
It says the secret shop is located at the bottom... at the bottom of the screen that has the dark blue ocean with icebergs. And you'll see a suspiciously empty space where it's blue with no icebergs.
Well, I just blew up on the first... as soon as I got to the first screen, so... Let's see what happens. I'll try to get to that screen if nothing else.
Okay. Your hand getting tired yet?
Not too awful bad yet, but I mean, it's pretty intense. If it gets too tiring though, I might have to switch games at some point.
I wish there was a way to just use rapid fire.
I know.
Well, what kind of Genesis controller do you have? Do you have any of the ones with the rapid fire built in?
I don't know. I've got like a bunch of 3-button controllers and 1-6 button controller, and that's it. Okay, here's like a purple ocean. Oh, crap. So what am I looking for here? I guess this might be it.
Yeah, it says it's a dark blue ocean, not purple.
I mean, you know. Maybe he wasn't. Maybe he wasn't using RGB.
I don't know.
Oh man. You know, if I really wanted to, I could actually switch to the 3DS version at some point. With, like, not a lot of fiddling.
Yeah, I mean, you could.
I probably wouldn't do an audio feed. A direct audio feed.
Right, it delays, right?
Yeah, I can get around with analog audio, but it's kind of a hassle, and there's a bit of a buzz in the line. That's something I'm trying to see if I can work around. But the digital audio capture is...
Would you play this version, or would you play the...
What?
Would you play the remake?
I would probably start with this, and then we would... Just because I've gotten a little familiar with this. And then we'd see. Maybe if I don't get to that secret shop this run, I'll try that. That might just be a fun thing to try.
Yeah. And that's something you're working... kind of like on a video.
I mean, it's just an idea for now. I mean, I haven't really made any progress on the video, but like 3DS capture is in a bad spot right now. I mean, the guy that, really both people who were making 3DS capture kits are not in the game anymore. And, I was kind of going to make a video in a sense to just like sort of say like, hey, here's what we've got. But it's kind of a dire situation now. And it would be cool to see someone, you know, look at what we've got and sort of, improve upon it. I mean, right now it's not viable anymore. I don't think for certain types of business models to support it, really. Because, I mean, hey, I mean, I get it, you know. I agree. Like, every time I see a new 3DS game come out, I'm like, boy, I sure wish it was on the Switch instead. You know. But I think... there's a lot of games that are kind of locked to the 3DS, and people need to have a way to, you know, share and capture video of them. I think it's important.
They're saying you're, Bumtree's saying you're barely using bombs.
I mean, they're...
And they're really powerful.
I feel like bases still take a long time to destroy, even with bombs. I guess it does take a lot less time.
Harmful Park is a PS1 game. Apparently, it's like $500.
Oh, wow.
And I look at this, it almost looks a little kind of like Parodius. But I've definitely seen the pumpkin boss. In some place. It looks pretty awesome, actually. But it does look a lot like Proteus. Oh, it's on Japan PSN. I mean, I have an account. That's how I got Little Ralph.
Maybe
you can find it and put it on your PSIO.
Maybe so.
That video ended up doing a lot better than you thought it was going to.
I think it did around what I maybe hoped it could do, but I didn't really have a lot of expectations for how far it would go.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I feel like it did better quicker than...
It was, I guess, in line with the vague ballpark of expectations I had for it.
Yeah.
But it was good to see those numbers come in, because I needed to see that after it kind of got to be boring to work on.
Yeah, well, that is the only reason it took as long as it did, really. It's just that... It was a pretty boring episode for you to make.
Yeah, it just wasn't my favorite topic. I mean, it's not... I felt like there wasn't... It didn't really expand my PlayStation horizons in a way that interested me, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like... doing terrible. It's terrible, terrible.
Impossibilizing. I feel like cheat codes are hardly even a thing anymore. I don't think there is, like, I can't even think of, like, the last...
I mean, they're, like, unlockable... cheats, so to speak.
That's not the same though.
Oh, I did get the potion. I never even saw it though. So the bombs are a permanent upgrade?
I don't think so. I mean they're
I thought you said they were. Right, that's what I meant.
If you die...
Right. So, do you, like... Do you know about... Do you know the difference between twin bombs and smart bombs? What's the difference between... Okay.
Smart bomb, I think, is just one screen clearing bomb.
What?
Yes.
I mean, surely you can't just use it over and over, then.
No.
Okay.
Later on, you'll get, like, big bombs and stuff. Like the heavy bombs.
Oops. Wow.
Oops. Our reluctant hero is saying, I feel like Genesis cartridge prices are going to spike when the Analog SG releases.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, honestly, I am shocked at how... trying to get, like, a complete Genesis game is... I mean, obviously there are big exceptions, sure. But on the whole, like, I mean... I just feel like any game with the box... I would expect to be somewhat pricey by this point, but...
Yeah. You had a kind of a thing happen to you yesterday where you discovered that you had a bootleg DS game for a year and you had no idea.
Yeah, it really bummed me out. So like back in the day, in the 3DS's day, I bought
the DS.
The regular DS. Yeah.
Right.
I bought Super Princess Peach when it was new, and I beat it, and it was fine. I went through a lot of phases. You know, up before the channel started, where I did a lot of, like, game collection purges, where it's like, oh, I should only have the games that I really felt passionate about, you know, whatever.
Which, there's nothing wrong with
that. There's nothing wrong with that, but now that, like...
If we were doing the channel, we probably...
Wouldn't care that much. But now, you know, like... But now that, you know, we are doing the channel, it's like, I... You know, I really like looking at, like, a wide range of games. I like looking at a lot of different games.
Right.
So, you know, I like to re-get some of those games I got rid of.
Right.
And so anyway, I saw a copy at a local shop, and it was like $25. It's not like a crazy expensive game, I don't think, but it's not common. Mm-hmm. You don't see it much. I mean, there have been times I've seen it for like $40, and I'm dead. But yeah, so while I was in the store, I looked on eBay, as you do, to make sure prices are good. Mm-hmm. And I saw, oh, there's like sealed copies of Super Princess Peach on eBay for 20, same price as they're selling it for used. Why not just get that? So I ordered it then there in the store. I got it. I put it on my shelf. I didn't even open it up. And then yesterday I was getting the last couple of Mario game variations that I felt I should have for this episode. And even though I don't need it specifically for this episode, I decided to go ahead and re-get Super Mario 64 DS, which I got on launch day, and, you know, it's not my preferred version of the game, certainly. So I got rid of it later. So I was looking online, and I saw sealed copies of Super Mario 64 DS. I'm like, whew. Well, then I noticed that the seller had relatively low feedback percentage. I mean, it was, you know, in the 80%. And so I looked at some of the negative feedback, and they were talking about pirated games, fake games. And I noticed, well, I think one of them said something about Super Princess Peach, and I thought, oh no. I noticed that all of these sealed Mario 64 DSs on eBay, the spine art kind of spilled a little bit over into the cover, which is, I mean, it's something that happens. I mean, you know, the sheets are never 100% perfectly aligned, right? Mm-hmm. But I noticed it was consistent. Like, it was consistently spilling over the same amount from the spine to the cover. Just a little bit. I pulled my Super Princess Peach off the shelf, and it looked exactly the same. And then I put it back on the shelf, and I noticed that the location of the DS logo was a little higher. And then I looked really close, and the print quality was not as crisp as other DS. And, you know, I finally opened it and looked inside, and, like, the manual, the text in the manual was crisp, but the character artwork was pixelated. It was not very high quality. But the real nail in the coffin was the Nintendo logo on the inside of the case was off-brand.
Oh, yeah.
It was not...
Like the wrong font, right?
It was not the right font. So it's definitely fake.
Close, but it was not.
I removed it from my backloggery. I don't own it now. I mean, I own it, but I can't consider it a thing I own. So eventually I would like to get another one, and then I'll keep that one as an example of fake games if ever we need it.
Right. We want to switch over to the
Yeah, case. Let me do that.
All right.
Let me switch to the dual cam view.
And you're going to be using your 3DS capture kit. So you're going to be playing on real hardware.
That's right. So let's see. What's going to be the simplest way to do this? I'm going to take my headphone.
Monitor
I'm going to
mania right there.
Huh?
It's monitor mania.
Right there. Actually, it might be easier for me to let me do.
There's another
another webcam.
We have a sickness. The only cure is more monitors.
I was capturing some of the Wii U version of New Super Mario Brothers U, mm-hmm. and I was like, I realized that there was like five instances, including the Wii U gamepad, of that game image running simultaneously in this room. I'll just unplug my headphones from the speaker. Okay. There might be some echo, but
the Master System is a fun console. But I mean, if you have a Genesis, you can play everything.
So if people are curious, this is actually a Raspberry Pi interface for the capture kit that outputs HDMI. So you don't have to use the capture software in this case. It's not perfected by any means, but it's interesting. Oh yes, I'll mute my mic while I do this, and you just talk to people.
Okay. I'm echoing. Yeah, it would be awesome to have a converter without any, or just like a standalone capture kit. But the thing is, Troy got his done when we were in Japan at a place called Katsu Kitty that is no longer around because it is illegal in Japan to mod consoles. So they had to close shop. The VGA out on the Genesis Model 1. What do you mean? Oh, is there a mod for it? I mean, I don't know. I've not seen it. I'm pretty happy with what I have now. Especially, I am kind of sad about not using my system going forward, but it's okay. That's all right. It's a Katsu Kitty. It's like, at least that's how it was pronounced. I don't remember how it was specifically spelled. But we got lots of footage when we went there. The VGA, that's just an extension port. I feel like it was to hook up that modem thing that came out. Because my childhood system is a VA2, and the audio kind of distorts on the VA2. And I had a VA6.5 that I'm going to switch over. Yeah, Bumtree, that's what happened. He had to close because it was just like this older guy that ran it. At least when we went there, it was just. Well, I can't shell swap the childhood one with the good one because my childhood one has an extension port on the back, and it would just like leave a big hole in the back of the case. But it's okay. I can use my childhood one. Just in general, like for B-roll and stuff like that. I mean, sure, it's like the high def graphics, but I have a 32X on it. It's not like I'm seeing the high def graphics label on there anyways. But the thing that really made me consider doing this, because I'm working on this video about Phantasy Star, about the original Phantasy Star games, and Phantasy Star 3, the audio really distorts with my VA2. And it sounds like you're back.
Yep, I'm going to plug my headphones back in so you don't echo.
All right.
Okay, let's see.
Enderblaze, that's kind of the reason Tri wants to do a video, is because there's nobody really doing collection or capture for 3DS anymore, and someone needs to kind of pick it up.
So there it is.
There it is.
Through the Raspberry Pi.
Do you play on your 3DS screen, though?
Well, here's the problem. And there's probably a way to fix this, but I don't know that much about Raspberry Pis, and there's no...
Oh, my camera's all jacked up now.
Oh.
Yeah, you gotta recenter me.
Hang on.
Oh, it's switched. It's split with Dave. It's split in half. A friend says Phantasy Star 3 is the black sheep of the series. Guys, don't play it or buy it. I like it. Maybe I don't like it as much as I used to, but it is...
Conceptually, I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, you were just talking about that yesterday when you're kind of reading over my script about it, where you said...
Like, the whole, like, generational thing and choosing, like, who to marry. Like, that kind of stuff is real popular these days.
Yeah, you know, it's a big part of...
Fire Emblem now.
Fire Emblem.
I mean, it didn't used to be, but, like, that was, like... You know, they... Intelligent Systems said... said that, you know, that was possibly going to be the last Fire Emblem, but then it, like, did really well. And, like, that was a big reason, like, that concept just, like, really resonated with a lot of people, I guess.
Shinjan, this is... So, there's a mod to his system, and it has to feed into a Raspberry Pi, which outputs the HDMI to his capture card.
Right. I'm just resizing this a little bit. One... slight problem. It's not really a problem for, you know, editing, but it's a little annoying if you were, like, looking at this, like, on your TV. There's, like, this little, like, color thing. I assume it's just, like, a Raspberry Pi thing. You'll see it there that just pops up in the corner. And it just, like, pops up. I'm just gonna crop that out. You know, it's easy to just crop
that out. That little color thing up there?
Yeah. I don't know what that's about. But if people are curious,
yeah, I mean, this is something, I mean, you were thinking about doing an episode, like, I mean...
I was thinking about doing it after we got back, but I didn't. So here's, it's actually kind of neat. Like, if you had a vertical monitor, like, you could, let's see...
Well, that's probably for games that you have to turn vertically.
Yeah, I mean, here's this. Like, you could have these different sizing options. I'm just going to do the top screen, but, like, for now, I'm just to show you. Like, if you did that, like, on a vertical screen, like, that would look pretty cool, right? Like, that would be a pretty neat way to play. The problem is I don't have it hooked up to my main system right now because... for some reason the EDID doesn't work correctly on my 4K TV, or at least maybe it's part of going through the switcher or the receiver. I don't know. Something caused the EDID to fail. And it outputs 480p and it looks terrible. But if I connect it to my Samsung TV, or if I connect it directly to my capture card, it correctly outputs 1080p and it looks pretty awesome. There's probably a way to force it, but it's not in this menu. So,
Mitch B says that the rainbow in the corner means low power mode.
Oh, see, I would like it to run high power mode, cause it actually drops a frame here and there, or maybe a little bit more here and there.
Is there an option to run it in high power mode?
I don't know anything about Raspberry Pi. So, yeah. I'm sure there's a way to tweak it, but, you know, I'm going to need some help you know, to do that. But those options, those are the options the chat, you can access normally anyway.
For anybody in the chat that does not own this collection, this collection is super cheap, and it is incredible.
Now,
if you are even remotely a fan of Sega, you should own this collection.
I can play it in 3D as well. I'm looking at it in 3D right now. Y'all can't see it. It's only taking, I think it takes the left eye, maybe? I'm not sure what it does when it's on. I'm going to play in 3D. Why not? So let's see, I assume that's the Fantasy Zone Arcade W. Is that the special?
Yeah, that's the arcade, but then
do you have to access
original version
it?
Is under the extra games.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
Probably on the lower screen, you can hit the...
Yeah.
Thing. There you go.
I'm going to start with this one. Okay, so I can turn the radar on. Let's see what other settings there are. Game version international. Let's see.
DJ Gaming Bonanza is wondering what my creepiest, scariest gaming moment is. And I think that, without a doubt, that Resident Evil 7 in VR has been far and away like the scariest experience I've ever had playing a game in my life.
I mean
it was exhausting to the point where I like could not finish the game like that.
I still haven't finished Outlast because I started off with the game on the backloggery stream, and then no one really seemed interested in watching me continue it on stream, so I continued it on my own. And like, without that safety of the chat being there, I couldn't stand to play for too long. I thought it was pretty intense. Let's see what
the enemy generator on the extra game. If you tap the enemy generator on the extra games menu enough times, you unlock the Master System version of the original Fantasy Zone.
Wait.
I'm just saying, like, the original Fantasy Zone is also unlockable on this collection.
Oh, I get you. Original Fantasy. On a Master System controller, which button is 1 and which is 2?
I think 1 is B on the NES controller.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm just trying to figure out what I want my buttons to
for
be.
For stuff like this, what I would do is I would put like, you can probably put.
I should put
button
on
1 and 2 on like Y, shoots, like rapid fire shoots and drops a bomb.
Can I do both on one button?
You should be able to. Yeah, you should be able to. Adam Owen, I'm not quite sure whether the Extron DVS 304 is. I'd have to look it up. Well, these collections do focus on stereoscopic 3D, but they still play really good even if you're not using 3D. I mean, the 3D is really awesome.
It's an impressive feature, but it's...
But they have like
they're like arguably some of the best.
A lot of cool.
They're some of the best versions of the games. Period.
Like you recently got the version of Gunstar Heroes, and that has a mode called Gunslinger mode. It kind of makes it play more like a Contra Hardcore, where you can like swap through your weapons. Like you don't have to. You're not limited to only having two. But you can swap through all the weapons in the game.
All right, I've got that rapid fire.
Yeah, you're going to see it just makes it so much easier. If you're running USB from a computer, it will be low power. If you need to use something like a phone charger brick to run it full power. So you need like a phone charger. So if that probably has a. There's that little two that shows you where you're going. That's like that's a good example of the M2 flare where they add in little things like that where it's like, oh, okay, so that like makes it a little bit easier to understand. Mm-hmm. Even the bottom, like there you go. Like you have a map on the bottom that you don't have in the master system.
Also, I just had to sneeze and I pressed the X button and I paused. Right. I wouldn't be able to do that very easily, otherwise. And there's like, you know, they've got displayed at the correct aspect ratio and stuff.
Although you can scale it up and or remove the can you remove the border? You should be able to remove the border on this if you wanted to.
I don't know.
And it sounds like you're playing with the FM sound right now.
So yeah, I didn't think I was.
It sounds like it's definitely FM.
Yeah. I thought that option was unchecked, but I'll deal with it.
I wonder if it makes if you remove the border, if it's just like makes it completely black. Like that's kind of my biggest complaint with like the HD M2 ports is that they don't have just like a no border at all. Like the Sega Ages has kind of like a, when you put like turn the border off completely, it's not just like solid black. It's like a kind of a gray to black gradient. See what I mean? Doesn't that just like make it so much easier?
Yeah. in a good way, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's a good way to play these games.
Yes. You're gonna wreck the bosses.
This is fun that I can like play it in 3D and still stream it, you know?
Yeah.
I for one am a fan of 3D on the 3DS.
Yeah, I mean I like it just to see how things look, but I barely ever play for like a long time.
Well, I mean the new 3DS is with the 3D motion tracking makes a big difference. It's got like the camera track, the face tracking, whatever you call it.
Yes. QECRC 420 says always buy the wings to go faster. You definitely need to buy some wings.
Yeah, well, I'm getting injured.
You want them for bosses no matter what.
Yeah.
But just even having the map down there, like,
yeah,
it's such a nice little handy thing to have. Retro Gaming Systems Collectioner says, "Is there a video cable for the Nintendo 3DS system? I want to set up my TV." No, it's like an actual mod. Is it like a USB cable that goes out and plugs?
Yeah, it's USB. And it normally you would plug it into a computer and you would use capture software, but I've got the software on a Raspberry Pi.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to investigate that. Like, what was it specified? What kind of what kind of charger I would need? Does that that would have particular specifications? Because I think I did try it in with a phone charger once, and I think that icon was still in the corner, so...
This is the Katsu Kitty hard mod.
Wow, with the rapid...
There's a lot of interest in this in the chat right now. A lot of people are interested in this.
Yeah, I want to do that video. I feel that the GBA Consolizer should probably be a higher priority video.
Yeah, but I feel like this is something that wouldn't take that long.
No, it shouldn't. But I haven't started scripting it, so I don't really know what to expect yet.
Are you using an inline power switch? If so, remove the switch.
I was hoping to for, a more permanent setup. But no, not right now.
I've got to run to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Drink this whole thing of water.
The sound effects are so terrible with the rapid fire. Hidden shop. That's a 5 warp. Uh-oh. Oof. Oh, geez. Oh, I think this is the place. Sound effects are so bad with rapid fire.
All right. So if anybody's looking to play these games on a console that's like not they have stuff like rapid fire, I highly recommend for the PS2, you have to have it's Japanese exclusive, and that's the Fantasy Zone Complete Collection and the Sega Ages 2500.
That was the last one, the last Sega Ages.
It was the last one released.
So how do I access the secret shop? I think I'm on the screen.
You see a little gap. Like it's like a place where there's no iceberg or something like that. You just got a bomb area. Bunch.
Oh, I saw the bomb hit.
There you go.
There it is. Okay. So, there's the continue game. It's expensive. There's the auto beam.
Which is almost like pointless now.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of curious, though. I'm going to buy it. I mean, now I can't buy the continue game, but The red ball extends my life, though, right? Yeah, okay. That's important.
Jared White, this is the included on the Sega 3D collection on the 3DS. You need a 2.5 amp power adapter for your Raspberry Pi. To
2.5 amp, okay. I'll look through what I've got. That would be so nice if I could do some tests and then verify this, like not dropping frames anymore. That would be amazing. I'm glad this happened actually, because I was considering capturing New Super Mario Brothers 2 before the stream and ended up capturing on Wii U instead.
Mm-hmm.
But now
you should do that. I'll have one around here.
Oh, I bet I do too.
It's a micro USB.
Should the output still be?
Yeah, it'll probably be a micro USB. But it goes to a power adapter, not just a.
Right, I think it's like the output, would be like 5 volts, right?
5.1 volt is also possible. I got a cheap 5.1 volt 3 amp charger and had no issues since.
I'm not positive what model of Raspberry Pi this is, actually.
I'm guessing it's probably a 3B. It's probably the most, at the time, the most recent one. Dave Lee T, we are not developed.
I'm trying to set up a I'm going to save my game progress. So I think I need to set the.
Oh, did you just buy some more health?
Yeah, I did. That was the wrong button. I need A to be button one. Okay, here we go. Okay, so the rapid fire is exactly the same as the.
That's cool, though. I mean,
yeah. So it just gives you access to it 2 levels earlier, basically.
Yeah.
So it's exactly.
And you don't have to worry about losing it.
Right. So it is exactly the same.
Oh, is it frozen?
Huh?
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, I paused it.
I see. Okay.
I'm not used to playing 3DS and talking, so I keep getting spit on it.
We will eventually do an episode on the original Xbox. You can count on that.
That and Dreamcast, like, people are itching for them at this point.
Jared White says he made a video on getting the most out of the PS3 to HDMI. We have one commenter that loves to show up every few months and like tell us about how he has like a much better solution for the PS2 than anything we said.
And
his name is Megalodong.
It is. That is.
I mean, everyone has their own preferences. I mean, ours is not saying like this is. We're showing all the options, and you know what? Some people might have like different workarounds than we ever even knew about. I don't feel like that makes us like wrong.
Right. He is saying our method is wrong, and I mean, I'm not gonna poo-poo his method.
I don't even remember what it was because it involved
using the analog to HDMI adapters that you can get for PS2 with an M cable.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Which, I mean, we did show in some sense. I mean, we didn't show the M cables with that particular adapter, but we show it with other HDMI methods.
But, I mean, he shows up, like, he likes to comment probably like every 2-3 months or so.
To let us know, you guys were close, but you didn't get it. Yeah. You didn't get the best way.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got a clock. I don't know what that does.
Oh, there. Dramata is asking, have you guys ever come across a good way to dump Game Boy Color save? The Game Boy interface stuff, my Game Boy Play.
That is something we actually want to do an episode about.
It's just like, it's transferring saves to other consoles or locations. I guess kind of a big thing that we have.
Game Boy Color we have not done yet, but...
Right, but I mean, like, I was able to transfer, like, figure out a way to transfer virtual console saves to my SC to SNES. And now the only thing I want to do is be able to take those saves from virtual console and, like, get them on a real cartridge if I can. I think as soon as, like, I have an exact way to doing that, then I think that's, like, that's when the episode will probably happen. QECRC420, he used to have a video showing it. And then I checked his channel when he, like, recently posted, and he has nothing on his channel anymore. So I don't know. I don't know what. And there was a. Commented on another video. I think it was the Frankenmeister Alternatives.
In the last bit of the episode, you know, I should play some other stuff.
Oh, on here? Yeah, sure.
I'm gonna play some Puyo Puyo 2 because I feel like it.
Oh.
You were probably hoping for something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just until I lose.
But he left a comment on, like, the Framemeister Alternatives video saying, if you guys actually read your comments and responded, you would know that there's better ways to do this stuff. And I feel like we do a pretty good job of responding to comments. I mean, sure, there's no way we can respond to anything, but I feel, especially you, put a lot of thought into responding to comments.
I try to.
A lot of time. I mean, I think that you really spend a lot of time on that kind of stuff.
He probably thinks we just don't respond to comments as we respond to him.
That might be. I don't know. But seriously, this collection, I mean, how much is it on Amazon? If you don't have this collection, you have a 3DS.
It's just such a shame that we didn't get the physical collections of...
Of the volume 1 and 3.
Yeah.
It's $18, or it's $17.
Like, if you like even one...
You should play Galaxy Force 2.
Okay. You just really didn't want to see me play Puyo Puyo.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that sounds like the most exciting thing for stream. I will link it here. Hang on.
Galaxy Force 2 does seem pretty cool. And some the Superscalar games have widescreen modes.
Yeah, because they did this, they can open it up completely. Yeah, it fills up the entire screen. Do we have any thoughts on Mario Maker 2 and Link's Awakening HD? I think you have a lot of thoughts on it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for Link's Awakening. I love Link's Awakening, so I'll be curious to see what they do with it. It's cool to see that. Whoa, I...
you can slow down, I think.
How? I don't really know the controls.
I think you can use the little stick in this to slow down or speed up. Or maybe be L and R. It's like your throttle. Yeah, I wish that the other collections came out here because, you know, the other ones, the first one has, you know, has Space Harrier on it. Third one has Afterburner. Both of which I like more than this. I think they picked this one because it has Sonic 1 on it. But I mean, it's just like another version of Sonic 1 released. I think it would have been Volume 3 has Sonic 2 on it. I think that would have been a better choice. But I wish I have all three of them. I have the box set of all three of them. It was released in Japan. I had to get a Japanese 3DS to play them because you can't play them with a hacked region hacked 3DS because of the way that it works. You could load the game up, but when you select the game to load from there, it like does another check.
Oh, so, like, make sure interesting. You
check out the region and it won't boot it. So it's you have to have a Japanese system. About the Link's Awakening, I mean, I think it looks cool.
Yeah, Mario Maker.
I've only played through Link's Awakening one time, and I guess the thing I'm excited about is playing through it with more than two buttons, which was pretty excruciating at the time.
I mean, it was interesting that you could like unequip your sword. You know, like the fire rod was actually better than the sword, generally speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Once you got the fire rod, you could basically just replace your sword with it. I mean, as far as Mario Maker, neither of us really has virtually any interest in user generated content.
Yeah. As sad as that is, I mean, I understand the appeal of it, but
right, it's just like
I don't have any interest in playing these levels that are so you need to be so precise.
Right, like
it's cool to see people play that, but I have no desire to play that on my.
Right, I mean, like for me, like with if I had all the game time in the world, I would like be totally into that. You
play
know?
Something else.
If I mean, maybe. But I mean, maybe if I was like 20 years younger, I would totally be into it. But yeah. Like nowadays, I'd rather just play the levels the game designers made for me and get to the end of the game, you know?
Yeah. You need to fire your missiles more in this.
But they seem to be limited, right?
Yeah, but I think you accumulate more when you kill them.
I'm going to play some Altered Beasto.
Oh. You mean the Arcado game, Altered Beasto? Joshua Keppel is wondering if we have copies of Conker's Bad Fur Day. Do you own
a
physical Conker? Of Conker's Bad Fur Day?
What about it?
Do you own it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why?
Someone was just asking in the chat if you own a copy of it.
I actually don't know what that like. That is the one.
You gotta get that blue. Here.
Huh?
He's like, let the blue.
Oh, I didn't
blue,
even see
wolf get away.
Oh, that's what drops the power up.
Oh yeah.
I I never read. I mean, I've not played a lot of this game before. Oh man, I feel I should reset.
You can jump. You hold up and press jump.
Oh, you can jump really high. Oh, okay. How do I
reset? It doesn't reset. Like the level keeps on going until you become.
Oh really?
Until you become the Alter Beast. Yeah. I guess a big complaint for this was that they included this version instead of the arcade version.
Yeah, I thought that was
what the reason was for that.
It is a little strange.
I think this one, maybe there's certain aspects about this one that they thought was better suited for a 3D. Like there's more layers of scrolling. I love when he's so big how small his head is. I'm kind of a big defender of this game. Me and Joe Redifer like this game. We're maybe sometimes the only people that like this game. And I think that, I mean, if I was just playing it for the first time now, I'd probably be like, not so much. But playing this Christmas morning, 1989, it was great because it was like, it felt like playing an arcade game at home. And the first boss is a very impressive looking sprite, I think. I mean, it's pretty good looking sprite, isn't it?
I mean,
it's detailed.
It's detailed. It's very simple in terms of color.
Yeah, but it looks good. I mean, when you saw that on your TV at home for the first time, it's impressive.
So you got your Genesis for Christmas.
I got my, yeah, Christmas.
And this came with it.
Yes.
This is the first packing game, right?
Yes.
That orb is jumping out the screen at me.
I remember playing the arcade version at Eckerd Drugs. Those things that they jump on you and they get on their head, they'll like eat your head. It's kind of funny, actually, how they look. And the thing is, so the on this level, you'll see the chicken legs.
The chicken legs, okay,
are the things you ride in Golden Axe.
Yeah.
Another example of.
There he is.
Sega things appearing in other Sega things. Like, that might be a fun video.
Sega things appearing in other Sega things.
Yeah. Recurring Sega things.
I feel like that's like most interesting if you're looking at it from like a pre-Sonic the Hedgehog perspective.
Well, Sonic has Flickies in it.
Oh. Are they some of the animals you rescue?
Yeah. Is this also the fantasy zone? I don't know. Maybe this is the.
Oh, well, I'm an altered dragon. Well, I can fly.
Yeah, they're all like the first level. You're the werebeast. You're the weredragon. The third level, you become the werebear.
Well, I like.
Have you ever seen the bear? Have you ever seen the bear?
The bear is on the bottom screen. Like his face is on the bottom screen.
Oh, it's so fluffy looking in game.
Oh, no, I think I'm dead. I guess
you got to use the electricity, not the actual shot, but like the electricity that comes off of you is like the most powerful move in the game.
I'll finish with some Sonic. I'll dismay
Sanaku
the Hedgehog. I'll dismay people.
Maybe you should play. I mean, Power Drift. I mean, it's only
1054. I don't really know how to play Power Drift.
But it's really impressive looking.
It is cool looking. I don't.
It's got a great song. Great music.
Too. I don't know how to win.
It's okay.
Like I don't know how to do anything other than drive in this game.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, but is there drifting? Oh, okay. I don't know how to drive. Maybe. Correction.
You're in there. I mean, it's like a roller coaster. It's
yeah, well, and you can
gears are in Power Drifter on L and R.
Huh.
The gear change. So you got to switch, like press L or R to switch the high gear.
Okay. Well, that's probably why I like never got out 12th place when I played this game before.
Yeah.
I love that the voice in this game is like we're all counting on you. It's like, dude, I'm just racing.
Yeah. But it's,
what are you telling on me for?
I mean, I think it's a pretty impressive game.
It is. I wish OutRun was in this.
Yeah. That's on the third one, I think. Wait. Eric, there is a Power Drift music for the car radio in Fist of the North Star. I didn't understand how to unlock any other car music. That would have changed everything if I had to listen to something other than Binary Domain or
Binary Domain, like the game Binary Domain.
Yeah, I mean they had music. It has music, but
like,
I did some.
I don't even remember any music from that game. It's a good game though. I like that game a lot.
Yeah, I think didn't I get that for both of us? It was like $2.98 at
Target. Yeah, you may have got.
I'm pretty sure I got that for you. It was $2.98.
Yeah, you should play it. I think it's a cool game.
So keep beating up goons and you eventually find more music. I looked online and saw that there was no other music. That would have changed everything because I got real sick of just like listening to the music that was in there. How the screen tilts like that, the Switch version doesn't have that for OutRun. Actually, but that's how the game is. It actually tilts like that. OutRun never actually tilts.
But the HUD tilting is an option in this version. You can turn that off.
Right. I don't. There's not really a HUD in the other one, or in the Switch one, and I'll run on the Switch. You have some videos about the best capture solutions you guys have found.
The 4K episode is relatively up to date on what we do for capture stuff.
Yeah.
Go for number one.
Man, I'm bummed that I missed all those. I mean, I got a lot of treasure maps. I got enough to at least get OutRun and Space Area in the arcade.
Oh, there's an arcade in Fist of the North Star?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is very similar to the Yakuza games.
Is it M2 or?
Yeah, I mean it's using the same engine.
Oh, okay.
Except for it's Kenshiro that jumps in and sits in front of the machine, and he's like, "Oh." Yeah, you should definitely show off the. You should watch the credits. Have you ever watched the credits in this?
This game?
No, in the for the whole collection.
Oh, I don't think
you need
so.
You need to watch the credits because it's incredible. All of them have each collection has different credits sequences, and they're amazing. And yes, it is pure Sega love.
I don't know to what extent y'all can hear the 3DS.
I can hear it.
Credits, okay.
I think it's awesome. I think it's funny.
Alex Kidd.
And is in the DMX.
The credits are on the bottom screen, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, they clearly had a lot of fun with making these.
There's the fluffy bear.
Yep.
The altered beast. Is he man? Is he beast? Or is he both?
My favorite part during this is the Thunderblade. It tries to like fly between like I don't know what game it's from, but it's like this pair of like women's legs.
Well, it's showing that on the poster on the wall right there.
Okay, but that like becomes a thing, and the helicopter from Thunderblade tries like flying between the legs. And the main boss from the title screen of Galaxy Force like flies in front of him really quick and it crashes. And it happens again during the last screen.
So they're just like blending everything together.
Alright, here, this is it.
Oh.
Right here. It happens again at the very end, though, when it's thank you for playing.
Maze Walker does not seem like an amazing game.
Yeah.
I love that it's called Maze Walker, not Maze Runner. It's like...
Yeah, I mean, are you sure it's Maze... Is it called Maze Walker?
It is called Maze Walker.
I'm pretty sure it's Maze Hunter 3D in the U.S.
Well, this is the U.S. This is the U.S. collection.
If you want to buy, I'm gonna. It's just a shorter link. I apologize. It is an affiliate link for the Amazon for this. I'm just putting it right there. This is the collection.
Is that? Do you think that was supposed to be a Final Fight joke? Beating up the car. I mean, I know it's not Sega.
Maybe, but... yeah. Okay, so watch right here. Watch the Thunderblade. Okay, it comes out on the left side.
So there are four altered beast forms?
Yeah. Well, no, there's technically five, but two are palette swap. You should try Gunstar Heroes, since you have it on your system.
That's what I was about to do.
Nice.
So I think it's on the bottom screen, so I'll change the view here so people can sort of see. It's not really cropped right, but you can see here I can choose between standard, which is where you pick up and mix your weapons, or gunslinger, where you can change left and right guns freely and make any combination you want in the middle of the levels, which, I mean, you know, that's not like the legit way to play the game, but if you've already beaten the game before, it's just like a fun thing to play around with, you know?
Yeah, it makes it feel almost Contra-esque.
Yeah.
We'll be doing a video on this specific capture setup at some point. Probably like, I mean, I don't know, there's a lot of interest in this.
Streets of Rage looks real. I mean, unfortunately, obviously, I can't share the 3D, but it looks really cool in 3D, I think.
Yeah, because the way the 3D works is that if you walk, like, up, and you're technically going towards the back because of the point of view, your character will actually go further into the background when you're playing in 3D.
The other cool thing with this version, which, I mean, this is just a straight-up improvement, you can see here I'm doing free shot, and then I can hit the X button, and I can switch to fixed shot. You can do that on the fly. I'm pretty sure there's no way to do that.
No, because you choose one or the other.
Yeah. So now, right now, I start only with one gun, but as soon as I pick up a second gun item, I can switch between two.
Yeah. I should let you know that this version, this game is not on the collection that I linked earlier.
Yeah. This is a standalone download.
Yeah, they released all three, all of them on physical cartridges, but it was three releases. They had this spread it out on three, and we only got the second collection.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's a good collection, but I feel like my favorite stuff is not on the collection.
Yes, I'm the same way.
Like, this is not Streets of Rage. It's not.
Let me grab my other one, my box. I'll bring it out here.
But I think being able to switch free shot and fixed shot is a pretty huge upgrade. Because, I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure you can't do that with a button on the Genesis.
So this right here is the box set that has all three collections. I'm not sure if that's even shown here. You can go up or down. I don't know. And it has three collections in it. And I will read off what's on each collection. So we've already seen two, which is in here, but I have not opened it because it's the same thing as I already have in English. So volume one, by the way, this is the Pokemon artist that does the covers for these.
Oh, really?
Like Ken?
Ken Sugimori? Like,
yeah, he did the covers for these.
Interesting.
So this first one has Space Carrier, it has Echo the Dolphin, Shinobi 3, Streets of Rage 1, Outrun, Fantasy Zone 1, looks like the arcade version of Fantasy Zone, and the bonus games on this that are not available for download, Space Harrier 3D and Outrun 3D, which is like the 3D Master System game. And I don't know why the third volume came in a black case. In Japan, did they switch over to black cases for 3DS?
I think like some Wii games came out in black cases that were like supposed to be like, ooh, a very mature Wii game.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's black, it's dark.
So the third one has Gunstar Heroes, it has Streets of Rage 2, Columns, Alien Syndrome, the arcade version of Alien Syndrome, Thunder Force 3, Afterburner 2, Super Hang-On, Sonic 2, and Turbo Outrun. So, I mean, in a lot of ways, the third collection is maybe the best one.
What's the third one again?
I can. Here's Afterburner 2, Turbo Outrun, Alien Syndrome, Super Hang-On, Sonic 2, Thunder Force 3, Gunstar Heroes, Streets of Rage 2, and Columns.
Oh, I mean, if you've got Gunstar Heroes and Streets of Rage 2 in one collection, then it's automatically the best.
Yeah.
That's a good list on top of that.
But, I mean, yeah, Thunder Force 3, I mean... Yep, the only one that released in the U.S. was number 2.
But you can go download the games individually.
Yes, you can download them individually.
I forget how much they are.
If you look at the box set, you can see like all the stuff that is on here.
How much are they? I forget.
I was just looking. I mean,
But I mean, it's. I mean, seriously though, they are very much debatably the best ways to play these games. Like, I mean, like, from a feature standpoint, at least. But if you like 3D, then the 3D is pretty excellent.
Yes. Let me see how much these go for on eBay. Are they expensive now? I think I bought this collection, this box set. I bought it from PlayAsia. It was like $80, I think, for all three. Wow, so the box set goes for like $180. Wow, the $190, $180, $215. So I guess the box set is expensive now. Let me see about the individual releases. Okay, so volume one is like $40. I'm not gonna even bother.
And did you mention that the American and Japanese versions are included?
Yeah, I mean they all have American and Japanese versions, yeah. Wow, so volume three is like $60 to $80.
I mean, no wonder it's got Gunstar Heroes and Streets of Rage 2 in it.
Dang. I guess I bought it just in time.
Oh, you've had them for a little while, haven't you?
Yeah, like a year.
I wish you all could see how cool this 3D was.
It's possible to... It is possible to unlock the hidden SG-1000 games on non-Japan hack 3DS. You need a homebrew app, a Luma locale switcher, to help save the data directly. Is there a way to just make it so they work in general on an American system? Because as it is right now, like at least with the last way that I tried it, you couldn't do it. Because it double checks the... When you boot the game, it checks it. I mean, I can boot, like, the menu, but once you try to, like, launch a game, it checks again. Yeah, I mean, these collections are great, even if you're not playing in 3D. I mean, I just think that these releases are really, really good, even without
3D. They've just got good features, and, you know, M2's emulation record speaks for itself.
Right. No, I mean, I'm okay with just having the homebrew app. I'm totally fine with doing that. I just need to... Because I tried using a homebrew app previously, but you can load the game using that. You can load into the menu, but when you try to launch a game from within there, in the game, it like checks the system again, and those would not run. I mean, I'm totally fine putting the homebrew app on it.
Your American or Japanese system?
Yeah, a while back on our Patreon, like somebody sent me a copy of Ocarina of Time that had like a hack in there, but it didn't. The version he included in that hack did not work.
Like, the save on the game was a hack or something?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just like one of those.
I don't know much about custom.
Yeah, all I need to do is like boot the game and I select a certain save file that he had on there and it would like take it to a whole different screen, like, and like reach the system. It's like weird the way it worked. So I was doing that with my non-new 3DS XL. Like I was interested in doing that. I guess now that I have a Japanese, I bought a Japanese system just to play these. So it doesn't really matter, I guess, at this point. K. Hurlin, yes, they are ports as opposed to, I mean,
what, these?
It's, yeah, I mean they're emulation, but they're like there's like a lot of like extra things put in them.
I think there's layers to it. Like I think like the game simulation itself is in what I mean.
Okay, so it's running on a emulator
called the Giga Drive.
Called the Giga Drive that is. Has been programmed to like run on the take advantage of the 3DS hardware.
So in other words,
they can modify the ROMs, and they can the way that they work in the Giga Drive, and they can each object, like each sprite, can be given a depth value.
So basically, they made a souped up version of the Genesis hardware. And then made an emulator for that Genesis hardware.
Yes.
And put it and made an emulator for that on the 3DS. It's kind of wacky, but it's really
cool. Well, that emulator runs on the 3DS. Yes. Yeah. They're not emulating that emulator.
Right. Yeah. So that was fun and unexpected, I guess. Do a little impromptu 3DS streaming. But I think that'll wrap us up, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. That was a kind of a fun detour to be able to do this.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything? Any last words?
Not really. I mean, I'm gonna be working on this Phantasy Star. I'm gonna be working hard on it. See how far I get, and if I would love to be able to release it next weekend, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
You got Classic Gaming Quarterly. I don't think he's been here. I know. Well, you know what? It's 11:17. Sorry. And Chris, I saw that you streamed the Sega CD. If I knew you were going to stream the Sega CD, I would have come on stream with you. Maybe next time. Next time you do some Sega CD goodness.
All right. Well.
All right. So we'll see you next weekend, I guess.
definitely.
Yep.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.